Hey, what's up, you guys? So I'm back and I've decided that I'm going to actually start reviewing one of the shows I've been watching since, I probably was maybe like 10 when I started watching The Challenge. It's been, I think there's like 37 seasons. It's a long running show, but the particular challenge episodes that I do want to do reviews on is the All-Star seasons on Paramount Plus. This is basically the older people who we haven't seen in a long time from, like, you know, the fresh meat days and the duel days. They've come back at their chance to win $500,000. Mind you, I'm speaking of season two. I think I'm going to double back and wind up doing a season one review because I've already watched it. It was a great season. I'll have to rewatch and do a review on that as well, but so this is really going to be on season two. This particular podcast is going to be a review of on episodes one and two of season two of The Challenge All-Stars. So I guess just starting out, you know, they're riding in on boats and they're just like really excited to be there, which it's always like fun to see with these shows, everyone seeing each other again for the first time in a while. The dynamic's always good at first, of course, because you're not voting anyone out. So everyone is just like, hey, what's up? Like, it's a vibe. And then obviously, you know, casting directors, they cast people. So they're very friendly. They're funny. You know, it was a good vibe. You know, the beginning of the episode one. I did see a couple people who I was just like, who the heck is that? Like, for example, Leah, I don't remember her at all. And then also, yeah, there was a couple people I don't even know their names still. They didn't really get much camera time. But there's a couple people that I was really excited to see. So number one being Tina. Bro, Tina back in the day was savage. Like, I'll never forget back on her season, she punched Beth right in the face, because Beth, like, she was always the person that everyone was just annoyed with. And I honestly, she just has like a punchable face, Beth. Like, she's just annoying to me even when she's not doing anything. It's so weird. But Tina had beef with her back in the day, and I was like 10 years old, like, yeah, punch her. But like, yeah, Tina had punched her in the face and it was hilarious, honestly. But I always liked Tina because she really speaks her mind and not like trying to be a bad guy. Like, she really just is like a strong person, and people just had a problem with it. So I always liked her. And then I was also very excited to see MJ. He was like, I thought he was going to be like the new CT, or he could have been CT, because CT wasn't even CT by the time like MJ was out. So, you know, I was excited to see him and what he's up to. Kahata is like one of my favorite challengers to this day. He's like small, but he's almost like Derek K. Like, Derek K, I'll get into him later, but, you know, he's small, but like, don't underestimate him. Like, you might lose. So Kahata was there. I was so happy to see Janae again. I never really was like a fan of her like that hard back when she was on the regular seasons, but just seeing her on season one, for those of you who don't know, she came in third place. She was the first of all the girls, and I was just so proud of her because she had just had a baby like a few months before the show. And she wasn't even really in the best shape, like, possible at all. Like, she didn't have good endurance, but she did not let herself give up. And she's just come such a long way, because I remember she used to let Zach, you know, Jenna's baby daddy, like, bully her. And, you know, like, she just used to let people, like, walk all over her. She didn't have that much confidence, but just seeing her on season one coming in third, that was really cool. I was really happy to see her come back, and I really actually hope she goes far. Tech, I don't even remember Tech like being on the show, to be honest with you. That might be a little bit before my day, but he is funny. Like, he wound up, once they got to the house, everybody was, you know, drinking, having fun. He took off all his clothes and jumped in the pool and was like, I'm here, ladies. And a couple people were, like, definitely eyeing him about that, like, in a good way. So, yeah, the first episode was really just, like, they did the challenge and, yeah, I mean, like, it really wasn't much to it. But the challenge, basically, TJ was like, why are y'all, like, you're challenging, like, old people, like, stop. So, the challenge, Derek and Jody won. Jody used to be a beast back in the day. Derek, I was always a huge fan of up until, like, this All-Stars first season. Something about him is rubbing me the wrong way, which is crazy because he used to be my favorite challenger of all time, and it's actually, like, changing right now. But anyway, let's go on to episode 2, because, again, like I said, episode 1, they just partied and they did the challenge. Derek and Jody won, and that was about it. So, episode 2, you got pretty much, like, the reunion of the Cancun, Real World Cancun season, which I remembered. I think that was, like, the first Real World I ever watched, like, faithfully. And that was Jonna, Jasmine, and Derek C. I remember Derek C's face, but I don't really remember, like, anything he did or much like that. But, you know, they're all partying and, you know, stuff like that after the challenge. And Janae's kind of noticing that Derek's very sad. And she's like, you know, what's going on? And he's like, you know, my little sister took her life before I came, like 3 days before. So that was really, really sad. Like, because when Johnny was saying, I could tell something's wrong with Derek, you could actually see, like, the sadness in his face. Like, it was really sad. And then you can tell that she's actually a really genuine friend, because it wasn't just like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. Like, she actually, like, she looked, like, very sad too. And then it comes to light that she actually had lived with Derek for a little bit of time, and, like, she knew his family and things like that. So, you know, that was kind of a big thing. Well, a huge thing, actually. But moving forward, the elimination ceremony. So, Nehemiah, Derek calls himself trying to be, you know, a good guy. And he's like, okay, who do you want to go up against? Nehemiah said Ryan. And then Derek was like, well, if it's not Ryan, who's it going to be? And he's like, well, I guess, like, Derek then, or someone else. Like, I want Ryan. So then, I don't even know how this happened, but the elimination ceremony happens and Derek gets voted in, as well as Leah. So that's that. They wind up, you know, getting voted in, and everyone's kind of hyping Derek up, like, you know, your sister is here with you, like, win this for her, you're your family, like, you need this. And at this point, like, I'm just really rooting for Derek. Like, mind you, I'm sorry, let's backtrack a bit. Nehemiah and Ayana lost the challenge, so they were immediately in the, I always call it the duel. They're in the challenge thing, the duel. I'm gonna call it the duel. So they've got to go against Derek, and Leah have to go against Nehemiah and Ayana. So everyone's like, you know, you got this, you got this, you got this. Ayana and Leah are both single mothers. So I was just kind of like, I was just really, like, unhappy with who they chose to put in. I mean, I guess everyone has their own story, but I just felt like these two particular people had so much that they were fighting for, and I didn't really want to see anyone go home, so I was really kind of, like, upset, because if you were to ask me before I knew all this back information who I wanted to win, I would have picked Nehemiah, because I've always loved Nehemiah, and I probably would have picked, well, I don't know, really, Ayana or Leah, but I would have picked Nehemiah out of the two, Derek and Nehemiah. So once, you know, everything started to unfold, Nehemiah's starting to act like a little cocky or something. Like, he's like, you know, he basically thought he could beat Derek. And I didn't really like that, you know. Like, it's like, don't count someone out just because they're smaller than you, just because, you know, whatever the case might be. So, you know, before they go into the elimination, Jenna puts a heart and writes Brie on Derek's arm for in honor of his sister. And, you know, you could tell he's really pumped up and he wants to do this. And they get into the elimination and the men are up first. So, right off the bat, and this is like, just as someone who's watched this show so long, you know how editing does. Like, they, like, you can kind of even tell who's going to win an elimination before they show it, because they always do that. They'll, like, show someone getting a head start, and then they'll be like, oh, they're catching up, but then they always win, you know? Or just however it works out. So, right off the bat, Nehemiah gets the coffin with the easier puzzle, so then he gets to pull it across. And by the time he hooks his first puzzle, Derek C is still on his puzzle, his hard puzzle. So Derek C solves his puzzle, and he pulls that thing. They had to pull, like, a really heavy item across the sand. Derek pulls his item way faster than Nehemiah. So that's number one. I was like, oh, maybe he does have a chance. So then Derek really started catching up, and there was a moment I thought he was going to win, but unfortunately, you know, he didn't. And again, I've always been a huge fan of Nehemiah, but I just felt like Derek had the stronger cause and, like, really could have used this, you know, money and even just, like, you know, the opportunity and the experience, like, at this moment in his life. So I was definitely rooting for Derek. I was really sad when, you know, I saw that he lost. But then next up are the ladies. And it was Ayana and Leah. And right off the bat, Leah couldn't figure how to open the, like, carabiner to tie the thing together. So she's just sitting there while Ayana is completely bodying the challenge. Like, I think, actually, Leah didn't get any across the sand, and Ayana had already finished and got all three across. And she was pulling better than Derek and Nehemiah. And it just kind of goes to show you, like, if you want something, yeah, you're going to get it. Because, like I said, Nehemiah is way bigger than Derek, and Derek was pulling them things way faster than Nehemiah was. It's called heart. You know, Nehemiah wound up winning just, I guess, out of the grace of God. But I really think Derek could have had it if he spent less time on the first puzzle. So anyway, Ayana wins the challenge. And she's like, something that, like, I really noticed when she won, she kept yelling, "I am powerful." And I like that, because it's like, she's not rubbing it in anyone's face, but she feels good about her win. And she's saying, "I'm powerful, like, I'm powerful. Like, don't mess with me. Y'all can't mess with me. You can't change my mindset. I'm powerful." Like, she's giving herself more positive affirmations. So I love to see it. And like I said, actually, I don't even know if I mentioned this, but Ayana and Leah are both single mothers. And they kind of bonded the night before the elimination. They were telling each other good luck. And they're like, you know, we got to do this for our family. And Leah kind of broke down, like, after she lost. Like, she dropped down to the sand and just started sobbing. And I kid you not, it brought tears to my eyes. Like, I actually cried. Well, I didn't boo-hoo cry, but, you know, I had a couple tears fall, because Ayana was like, no. We're not going to give up. We're going to get this thing across the sand. And she helped her bring it across the sand and hook it. And really, probably half the house was crying. Some of the men were too. Latarian, I saw you tearing up. I think MJ was another one. The girls were crying. It was really beautiful. And then Derek K was just saying, like, you know, if there's a moment in this show, in the history of this show, that I will remember and cherish and, you know, show my kids, it's this moment here. And he thanked her. He was like, thank you for, like, you know, showing such good sportsmanship, compassion. It was really such a beautiful moment. Like, I loved that. I really, really did. Because you don't see that on these, you know, new challenges and such like that. But, so that was the end of episode 2. Now, basically, Nehemiah's got, like, you know, he's mad now because he's like, oh, Derek tried to put me in and try to get me out. But I'm like, bruh, it's $500,000. I don't care if you're my friend from first grade. I would straight tell you. I'd be like, hey, girl, like, I'm really trying to win this money, so don't take it personal. Like, you know, like, people just be like, I thought you were my friend. It's like, okay, but who cares? Like, y'all are all here for one common denominator, and only one of y'all can get it. So what do you think? It's all going to be rainbows and sunshines? I'm just so confused about that. So, yeah, you know, Nehemiah's feeling himself. He's like, I'm the first person to send somebody home. It's like, okay, so, like, okay, we're still in episode one. Like, you have a really long road to go. He's like, you don't want to mess with me. Like, bro, like, just relax. So that's pretty much what happened. As far as my commentary, I liked it. I thought the episodes are very well put together. To be honest with you, I'm super late on the train because I just watched the season one maybe a couple weeks ago. I didn't watch it at first because I thought it was just going to kind of be like a Facebook watch, like kind of like a cheap version of the challenge. But these challenges are well put together. TJ Lavin is hosting as well as the regular challenge. Like, it's really the challenge. It's just different people. So, and to be honest with you, I'm feeling this more than I'm feeling the current challenge that's going on right now. So that's my commentary. I guess you guys can comment if you feel a ways. I want to pose a couple questions, though. First of all, I find it funny how, to be honest, that Nehemiah pointed out or picked out the two gay guys in the group to go against. But he knew not to go after Tyler, okay? Because Tyler's a beast. But I just find it funny that, you know, he claims that he's this big, strong dude who could take out anyone. But he goes for, because I don't think gay men are weak, but I'm just saying, like, he goes for people who he thinks is weak. And to him, apparently that's the two gay guys in the house. So I thought that was really strange. And who, by the way, almost beat him. That's also another reason I was rooting for Derek, because Nehemiah really thought, like, he had this in the bag and he really almost got beat. So I really wanted to see it. And another thing is, how do you feel about the girls in the house? Like, I feel like the guys are stacked, but the girls, they're all so, like, out of shape, except for Jody. Like, everybody is just, like, totally not, like, if you look at the guys, most of them still have six packs. They you can tell they work out. The girls literally look like they just got done baking cookies and just got back from soccer practice. Like, and there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying, like, why didn't they pick people that were all kind of still physically together? You know, like, I don't know, whatever. But yeah, go ahead and comment. Let me know what y'all think. I'm gonna keep doing this because I really like this season so far, and I'm really excited. As far as predictions, I used to follow this channel who, or not channel, I used to follow this Twitter that spoils all of the winners, and I don't do that anymore. So when I say my predictions, this by no means means that they're going to win. I have no idea. I'm just saying. I want to give my predictions of who's going to win. So, or actually, yeah, let's do that. So I think that for the final, it's gonna be the Aquaman dude. I forgot his name. Don't know his name. And then I think it's gonna be, who else? I think it's gonna be MJ in there. Mm-hmm. Him too. Possibly Kahata and Tyler. Yeah, because Tyler's a beast. And then for the girls, I definitely think Jody, because she's literally the only fit one. Jody, And then maybe John A again. I don't really know, but I hope so. I like John A. Possibly Tina. I mean, I just like Tina. She's cool. I don't know how fit she is. I haven't seen much. But now, after this episode, I'm really rooting for Ayana. So I'm hoping it's Ayana. Do I think it's going to be? I have no clue. But that's kind of like who I'm hoping for to be at the top. So, yeah. Again, let me know what you guys think. I'll talk to you guys later.